USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
On Capitol Hill, a lawmaker fired up over what he believes might be religious bias by some of his colleagues in the Senate. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Senate confirmed Brian Boucher by a vote of 51 to 40 to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. Prior to his confirmation, some Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee were questioning if Boucher would be able to look at cases fair because he is a member of the Knights of Columbus, which is a Catholic organization. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, took to the Senate floor to call out those Democrats.
Let's put it bluntly, this is plain, unadulterated, anti-Catholic bigotry, and this isn't a new thing in U.S. history, it's just a new thing. 60 years ago, in this body, John F. Kennedy was asked, as he was running for president, some really similar questions. It's also plainly unconstitutional.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Modern technology in our cars can be distracting, but some drivers find it really annoying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with results of a brand new study.
The new report says older drivers are more easily distracted by in-vehicle technology than younger drivers are. The report is from the AAA Foundation. They looked at how drivers deal with tasks like navigation or even operating the radio. It found that drivers ages 55 to 75 take their eyes off the road for about 8 seconds longer than people aged 21 to 36 do the same tasks. AAA says taking your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds will double the risk of a crash.
From cars now to airplanes, Southwest Airlines facing some sobering news about those new 737s ahead of the super busy fourth quarter of the year, which includes the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday travel season. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
The Dallas Morning News reports Southwest will not be using the 737 MAX jets during the busy Christmas season. Southwest is also closing operations at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey as of November 3rd. The 737 MAX jets have been grounded since March 13th following two crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia that claimed 346 lives. No word as to how much Southwest will be seeking in damages from Boeing, its sole plane provider.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.